Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Devotional. I am truly delighted that you've chosen to begin this beautiful day in God's presence. No matter where you're listening from, I pray that your heart will be refreshed, your faith strengthened, and your spirit encouraged. Today's devotional topic is living beyond fear, and our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, which says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Several years ago, best-selling author Susan Jeffers wrote a book titled Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. In the book, she shared stories of ordinary people who delayed dreams, opportunities, and meaningful relationships simply because they were afraid. Yet she also showed that the people who eventually experienced growth were not those who never felt fear. They were those who learned not to let fear make their decisions. One of the central lessons from the book is simple but profound. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is choosing to move forward despite it. That truth aligns beautifully with the Word of God. Throughout Scripture, God never promised His children a life without frightening moments. Instead, He repeatedly promised His presence. The difference maker has never been the absence of challenges, but the presence of God. Today, I want to remind you that you were never created to live under the control of fear. Fear may knock on your door, but it should never become the owner of your house. Think about it for a moment. What decision have you postponed because you are afraid? What dream has remained buried because you keep asking, "What if I fail?" If those questions describe you, hear this encouraging word today. God's plans for your life are greater than your fears. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear is not God's gift to His children. His gifts are power, love, wisdom, and confidence in Him. Look at Peter. In Matthew chapter 14, he stepped out of the boat because Jesus called him. As long as Peter focused on Christ, he walked on water. But when he shifted his attention to the wind and the waves, fear took over, and he began to sink. Isn't that how life often feels? When our eyes stay on our problems, fear grows. But when our eyes remain fixed on Jesus, faith becomes stronger than our circumstances. Be encouraged today. Your situation is not greater than God's ability to sustain you. Perhaps you're afraid about your finances. Maybe you're anxious about your health. Perhaps you're waiting for an answer concerning your family, career, ministry, or business. Remember what Psalm 56 verse 3 says, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you." Notice the psalmist did not say, "If I am afraid." He said, "Whenever." Fear may come, but trust must always have the final word. What a comforting assurance. You are not walking into today alone. You are not facing that interview alone. You are not entering that meeting alone. You are not building that business alone. You are not raising your family alone. The Almighty God goes before you, and because He goes before you, you can move forward with confidence. Here is another question for you. What would you attempt today if you truly believed God was walking beside you every step of the way? Don't let fear answer that question. Let faith answer it. Remember, every miracle in the Bible required someone to trust God beyond what seemed comfortable. Noah built an ark before rain had ever fallen. Abraham left home without knowing the destination. David faced Goliath while everyone else trembled. Esther approached the king despite the risk. They all felt uncertainty, but they chose obedience over fear. The same God who stood with them still stands with you today. As you go today, I declare over your life, every chain of fear holding you back is broken in Jesus' name. You will not lose opportunities because of anxiety. The courage of the Holy Spirit rises within you in Jesus' name. Doors that fear has kept closed shall open by the favor of God. Your mind will be filled with God's peace instead of worry. You will make wise decisions under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Every intimidating situation before you will become a testimony of God's faithfulness. You shall walk boldly into every assignment God has prepared for you in Jesus' name. No evil report will overwhelm your heart because your confidence is anchored in the Lord. Today, you shall experience supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and ask yourself, what fear has been quietly controlling my decisions? Have I been listening more to fear than to God's promises? What one step of faith is God asking me to take today? Actions for the day. Identify one fear that has been limiting your progress. Write it down. Beside it, write one Bible promise that speaks directly against that fear. Then take one practical step today that demonstrates your trust in God rather than your fear. Child of God, fear may visit, but it does not have to stay. You were created to live by faith, not by fear. God's presence is your confidence. His promises are your security. His Spirit is your strength. Walk into this day knowing that the one who called you is faithful, and he will never abandon you. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this aloud with me. Today I choose faith over fear. God is with me wherever I go. I am strong, courageous, and full of wisdom. I refuse to be intimidated by circumstances because the Lord fights for me. Every door God has ordained for me shall open. I walk in confidence, divine favor, peace, and victory. Fear will not control my future. I am more than a conqueror through Christ. This is my day of boldness, breakthrough, and testimonies. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for word. We appreciate you for your unfailing presence in our lives. As we begin this day, we surrender every fear, worry, and anxiety into your hands. Fill every listener with fresh courage, divine confidence, and unshakable peace. Let every obstacle become an opportunity for your glory to be revealed. Go before us today. Order our steps. Protect us from every danger. Open doors of favor, and let our lives reflect your goodness. We declare that no fear will rule our hearts because you are with us always. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday Devotional. If today's message has blessed and encouraged you, please share this podcast with your family, friends, and loved ones. Someone you know may be waiting for this very reminder that with God, they can truly live beyond fear. Have a blessed, peaceful, and victorious day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.